Hey, it's the B92.5, Kat and Claudia here on the Sanka Set for a Monday. Claudia, there's a new norm when it comes to dating, especially the first date.
Mm-hmm.
See what you think of this. Apparently, the new norm is to split the bill right down the middle on our first date. Over 60% of people say that's the way we should do it now.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
I don't like it. I feel that, okay, if the date's going sour and you know you're not going to see this person again, then yeah, I think you just feel more comfortable if you're like, I'll just pay my half so you're not expecting anything from me at the end of the night, right? But if the...
No, I thought it would be the other way around. You're like, this date sucks. I'm going to make him pay for the meal and then I'll never see him again.
No, I couldn't be that way. But I find that if there is an interest and you think you're going to see this person again, I don't know. I would kind of like for one of the two people to pay the full bill. Right. I would actually like him to take the bill, to be very honest.
What do you think? Do you agree with this? Do you think on a first date that it's automatically now everybody should just split the first bill? I'm sort of old school traditional. Like, there's no way I would let her, you know, I'm sure she's going to offer.
Right.
And stuff like that. But for sure, I would want to pick up the tab on the first date.
Yeah, like, she's offering to be nice. Don't get me wrong. But she really doesn't want to pay for it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I don't know. I just feel like it would be weird to have a nice date and then at the end, like, for him to sort of, like, take the bill and say, okay, well, you owe me half the bottle of wine. And I would just be like, ew. This is it for me. We're done.
Yeah. I don't know if we're old school or is this just the new norm. Let us know what you think. Do you agree that on a very first date now, this is only on first date, should you split the bill? And how did it go on your first date? Do you remember? If you want to pass on those stories, you can also call us 790-0925 or text us now at 92925. The B92.5, who went broke first? On a first date, do you think that you should split the bill on a first date? A new survey says over 60% of people said, yes, we should automatically split a bill on the first date. And you and I are both kind of old school. We don't understand that.
That's right. I just feel like, I don't know. I feel that one person should pay for the other. Doesn't matter who, but a lot of people on the text line are saying whoever's inviting should actually pick up the bill at the end.
Okay, that makes sense.
That makes sense. Somebody said, Sugar Sammy said, let's go 50-50, and if we sleep together, I'll pay you back.
That's good.
We're having so much fun. Somebody said, I agree with Claudia. However, there's a lot of online dating right now, and people consume relationships like junk food, one after the other. So if that happens and the same person always pays, then they end up being broke.
Okay, see, that's an interesting perspective because I'm way out of the first dating scene. So you're saying that a lot of people have many more first dates now because of social media, or meet hooking up. And
yes, because things go... See, we didn't get to experience that. We kind of like went on a first date and usually a second, and then that was it.
Right.
It was that one person, right? If everything went
now
well.
Now you could go on like 7 first dates in a week.
That's it.
Okay,
exactly. Mr. Eric texted in, thanks for reminding me why I was broke when I was younger. I'm old school. And how many first dates I actually paid for.
John has a suggestion with credit cards. Right? What do you think we should do, John?
I say, you know what? I say, just gamble the situation. I say, just take out both credit cards and just gamble. Whatever credit card gets picked up, the person has to pay up.
Okay, I've seen that happening before in restaurants, but I don't know about first date.
I don't know. That would kind of gamble my impression of whoever I'm with. Let's play a little game. I'm like, A for effort, but no, I don't want to play this game.
Let's wrap it up with Joanne. She has a great story about her very first date.
We went to a restaurant, and when he tried to pay for the bill, I grabbed the bill from him, and I put it behind my back because he was trying to get a hold of it. And when he was fighting me to get it, he leaned over and he kissed me. So we had our first kiss. So 34 years later, we're still married, and I let him pay for everything now.
That's a great story. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Everyone's going to try that move now.
You see? It works.
Isn't that a great story?